Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To talk about the Yankees and Anthony Volpe, we bring in Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic, covers the Yankees. Hey, BK, how you doing?
Lori, sorry about that. I had my phone on mute and I was talking to nobody. Lori, I thought maybe
it was like a pregnant pause, that you were just overcome with so much excitement over this Anthony Volpe news. But I'll give you a little sampling here from some of my folks and Yankee fans. I've got people saying things like Javi is saying, "I'm so hyped about Volpe. He definitely deserved to come to the Bronx." And I mean, just Yankee fan after Yankee fan, "I'm so hyped" is, I think, a perfectly apt description.
Definitely an apt description. I think at age 35, I'm too far past my prime to use the word hype. You know, in my day, we might have called it fly, that Anthony Volpe was getting called up. Maybe it was dope.
I won't ask you what your jam is. Yeah.
Thank you. But I'm just saying that it's really cool news to report that Anthony Volpe is being called up by the New York Yankees. When was the last time really there was this much excitement around a young player with the Yankees? I mean, when Aaron Judge came up, it was kind of part of a transition time, right? The Yankees had just dumped Alex Rodriguez the day before, and here comes big old Aaron Judge. Didn't really know what to expect from him, despite him being a really big deal prospect. But now...
But he wasn't even as highly ranked as this. I mean, I was talking with a caller about it. You're right. Earlier, we were saying, when was a Yankee prospect this highly ranked with this level of anticipation? I mean, Gleyber was obviously, Gleyber Torres, a highly ranked prospect, but to have somebody that your team, not traded for, but, you know, drafted, developed, came up, and I know you're a guy who actually has, through the years, covered the minor, you're always interested in the minor league system of the Yankees, but, you know, we've been talking about Anthony Volpe now for a few years, and at least to me, the excitement that I'm sensing from Yankee fans, I can't remember the last time they were this excited about a Yankee prospect.
I'll give you a name that's going to make your eye twitch, Lori.
Okay.
Jesus Montero.
All right. Pre-trade Jesus Montero. Yeah? No, that's true.
Yeah, he was the Baseball of America's, I believe, top 10 prospect just before he was elevated to the majors.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Never ended up hitting, never ended up being a good catcher, and was out of baseball pretty quickly after that.
About 20% of, about 50% of my audience just threw up in their mouths.
I don't blame them. That was a rough showing. That was before I was covering the team. That's back when I was a Yankees fan. Of course I throw that out the window now to cover the team, but growing up in Jersey, I admit that I was a Yankees fan, and that was a rough time, if you were watching the team and he wasn't coming through. But really with Volpe, man, everyone is team Volpe. Everyone seems to think that he's going to play really well. Everyone really thinks that he's got the stuff, the makeup, being around him this spring training. I've known Anthony for years and have covered Anthony for years. And he's always been a real sweetheart of a kid. Smart, engaging, outgoing, you know, smiling. But this spring training, in the big league clubhouse with Aaron Judge within walking distance, with Giancarlo Stanton on the other side of the clubhouse, which is also within walking distance. I'm not sure why I termed it that way. But,
yeah, it's not that big. You
know, no.
But, you know,
with all these big names in the clubhouse, you'd think that maybe someone might get a little meek. They might get a little quiet, might get a little shy. But, man, he, from day one, was comfortable, ready to go. And you got to credit that to something really big. Let's forget the awesome upbringing he has. His parents are wonderful people. Dad's a doctor. I believe his mom's a doctor as well. The point is, his preparation is off the charts. He is ready to go all the time. He got down to spring training or the Yankees facility this year in late November and really spent almost the entire offseason working at the complex, getting ready for this competition. I mean, geez, that's a long ramp up. He is in mid-season form right now, and at age 21, he should be able to continue that through the rest of the regular season. I'm dragging right now, but Anthony Volpe is definitely flying. So, you know, he's going to be ready for this moment. And the Yankees did the right thing in giving him a few days to digest it and get ready, as opposed to making the decision very last second.
That's actually a good point, is that giving him those few days emotionally, because, you know, we saw him obviously getting the news from Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman in the in the manager's office, and we saw him hugging his family afterwards, and, you know, being interviewed and the emotion, all of it. He seemed like he was almost speechless, doesn't know how to describe it, what he's feeling. It is smart the way the Yankees are handling this. I'll give them credit, is if you're going to do it, telling him the day before, he wouldn't sleep. You know, it is give him a few days and let him adjust. That's a good strategy that I hadn't thought about emotionally. It was smart by the Yankees. You mentioned preparation. I was struck by the way some of his teammates have been talking about him, and in particular, obviously, Aaron Judge's words carry more weight than the other players. For Yankee fans, for a lot of us, and just the way it did seem that the word preparation was the word that Aaron Judge kept coming back to. How have you seen Volpe's? You were talking about that he wasn't shy or cowed by the other players, but what impact are you seeing him have on this Yankee clubhouse and even in the lineup? Like, is it something where he can inject energy and where the veterans even can feed off of him?
Well, let's first start with just the practical nature of this. Let's talk about his tools on the field. The Yankees have Harrison Bader out with an oblique injury.
Right.
Until I don't know when. I don't know when he's coming back. Joe Girardi used to say obliques are tricky, where, you know, you kind of have a tough time predicting when they're going to heal. The Yankees lose a lot on the base path without Harrison Bader. He's a guy who would turn a walk into a double. Anthony Volpe can do that. He's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's such a smart base runner. It's something he really takes the time to study, the mechanics of base running, of leaning into your right leg at just the right time to get just the right jump. He's real particular on that. Through the Yankees speed program headed by Matt Tallarico. So that just there, from a practical standpoint, he's someone who will push the envelope for the Yankees, the way they're missing with Harrison Bader. But, I mean, look, if they went into opening day with last year's roster, mm-hmm. with last year's lineup, I mean, they go down, they lose, a couple games don't go well. I mean, it's starting to feel like a redux of the second half last year when things went slow. Now you bring Anthony Volpe and some of his energy into the dugout, it's kind of all eyes on him. And players can kind of feed off of that. You know, he gets his first hit, that whole clubhouse, that whole dugout's going to be jacked up.
Yep.
You know, he gets his first at bat, they're all going to be freaking out. I bet you he's swinging first pitch, by the way. No, I bet you he's up there, he's thinking fastball, he's swinging first pitch. So scouting report for the Giants. So I think those are the ways, the most obvious ways that he would have an impact on the Yankees at the start.
Not that it matters significantly. We'll find out soon enough. But would you anticipate that the Yankees will be batting him ninth as like that second leadoff hitter to table set for the top of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, that makes the most sense. I think you'd be a little nuts to throw him number one at the top of the lineup. And not to mention because DJ LeMahieu is healthy.
Right.
So he's your leadoff guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you throw him in number nine, the double leadoff, the guardy spot. And let him fight his way up the lineup. You know, he had to fight to prove everyone that he was worth being a first round pick. Remember when the reports came out on him, they weren't all glowing. Not everyone said that this is going to be a guy who's going to be in the major leagues by the time he's 21. You know, he's a guy who had to get through the COVID year, and he got even better after the COVID year when the minor league season was canceled. You know, he blew through. Single A, double A, got the triple A, killed it this spring, and now he'll just have to work his way up the lineup, and he's perfectly capable of doing that.
What would you say to Yankee fans? I had some, whether it's on Twitter and then also calling into the program, who worry, Yankee fans who worry that what happens if he struggles and you have to send him down. What about this player who, as you've said, you've known for a while, in terms of mental makeup, and if he has to be sent down, would you be concerned?
I mean, look, it's a legitimate concern, right? But can't we just, like, enjoy the moment? like Yankees fans, I love you. You're the most, like, just self, what do you call it when people burn themselves on the street. Yankee fans want to light themselves on the self-immolating. Like, this is just Yankee fans love to just light themselves on fire. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. My point is, let's enjoy the moment.
My theme for the top of the show, by the way, was Carpe Diem, seize the day, which I think that Anthony Volpe has done. And so you're saying for Yankee fans, let's dwell on the positive in the moment. My point just is whether it was, I was saying to somebody, whether it's Mickey Mantle or Keith Hernandez, plenty of players have been sent down. I happen to think Anthony Volpe will be just fine, and I also think the Yankees, right now with the lineup being healthy at the moment, I know there's issues with the starting pitching, but with a DJ LeMahieu, with Aaron Judge, with Stanton, with Rizzo, you got all these guys. You can afford, if he is struggling a little bit, to keep him in there. And
Lori, look, he's going to get a long leash. You don't promote this guy and say, man, you know, if you don't look good after 2 weeks, you're going down.
Right.
Aaron Judge hit 179 is the first month he was in the major leagues back in 2016. You know, not everyone's Gary Sanchez, where they get called up and all of a sudden finish second for the rookie of the year when you know, they've only played 60 games. You know, some people are going to struggle. It's not going to be easy for them, but the Yankees are going to ride with him because he is their future. They gave up on a free agent class that had Carlos Correa in it twice. They gave up on Francisco Lindor,
Trey Turner,
these guys. And when I say gave up, I just mean that they looked toward Anthony Volpe and Oswald Peraza coming up and said, we're going to bet on these guys. So, yeah, they're going to get a chance. He's going to get a long leash. So Yankees fans who are worried about sending Volpe down before he's played a game, shut up.
That's the spirit.
Just shut up.
Talking to, by the way, that's Brendan Cuddy, who just, you know, told you to shut up. Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic. And on another positive note for the Yankees, I thought a really important potential piece for the Yankees today in spring training, Johnny Brito with 5 1/3 no-hit innings. And with all the injuries the Yankees have had, what kind of role can Brito have on this team?
A small one. Look, he is the fifth starter He is going to be counted on maybe three or four times this April. The Yankees feel pretty good about the lower lat strain that Luis Severino is dealing with. Of course, it hurts.
I've heard that before.
Yes, of course. We've been here before with Luis Severino, where we thought that he was ready to go, and all of a sudden there's a groin setback that no one saw coming. So, yeah, we've heard that before. But, look, last half full, Johnny Brito makes three starts maybe. Maybe in one or two of those starts, the Yankees use an opener, and Brito ends up being the bulk pitcher for two or three innings. This is not a bright side, it's not. But what the Yankees can do is they don't need a fifth starter until the sixth game of the year, I believe it is. So they could carry an extra reliever on the 26-man roster up into that fifth, sixth game. So the Yankees bullpen will be a little bit deeper without Severino around. But that's really kind of a fool's consolation prize, because now you got Clark Schmidt as your number two starter going into the season. Not number two starter, but he's starting the second game. So, yeah, Johnny Brito is a real talented pitcher. He's someone that I spoke to last year at AA. A lot of scouts liked him last year. Real good control of the zone, but I wouldn't get too hyped up because he's just a stopgap until Luis Severino can come off the IL.
And just in general, Yankee fans asking about the potential to make a trade, and obviously any team wants depth, but you know, we've had Yankee fans who talk about trading Gleyber Torres, trading IKF, whether that's for an outfielder, or you look at the starting pitching, the issues and injuries with starting pitching. What, are you hearing anything about any sort of potential trades, or when might a trade happen if it was going to?
No, currently I'm not. Look, I think the Yankees are going to try to beast it, try to get through with Brito. I think that Yankees fans might be suffering a little bit of unwarranted Gleyber Torres fatigue. He had two incredible years, had two down years. Last year, he was a safely above average second baseman. So, and the reason why I bring up Gleyber Torres, guys, is because if you're going to trade anyone, you would think that Gleyber Torres makes the most sense, because your middle infield is so full right now with Oswald Peraza, IKF, DJ LeMahieu, that you would think that maybe Gleyber is the guy you trade. But no, as it stands, I don't see the Yankees trying to address Luis Severino's injury, which essentially opens a fifth starter spot, by trading Gleyber Torres. I don't see that being how it happens. And left field, they're just going to rock right now with Aaron Hicks and a mismatch. Maybe Willie Calhoun gets a chance. I know the Yankees really like Willie Calhoun's bat. But that being said, no, I don't foresee a trade right now, which means that a trade will happen in literally 5 minutes.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy about the Yankees and. So big picture, this team, and as you look at them and you look at the AFC East and what other teams have done, going into the year, what do you think is a reasonable expectation? I know the Yankees themselves, it's always World Series or bust, at least the stated intention, and Yankee fans have that expectation, but what, when you look at this team and you look at the division, where do you slate them in at the division? Are they still number one, or, obviously Blue Jays and you can never count out the Rays, Baltimore's up and coming. Where do you see the Yankees?
I mean, look, the Yankees have a lot of injuries right now. I think as a full roster, they are the cream of the crop in the AL East. I expect them to win the AL East. And let's see what would happen if you were to turn the stove burners down a notch. If you were to say that the championship or bust Yankees motto is nuts, is too much, Like, not a single Yankees fan holds themselves to the whole idea of championship or bust. They don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm doing the best I can every single day. Anyway, but, you know, let's say if we turned it down a little bit. What if we said, just be better than the Astros? Like, I think that's the bar that the Yankees fans are looking for right now. I think the Yankees need to show that they can get past or be better than the Houston Astros. And then from there, man, the path to the World Series is wide open. But I think until the Yankees can slay the dragon there in the Houston Astros, that's probably like what's pinned on their calendar, on their dartboard, whatever you want to call it, next to championship or bust.
Any surprises from you on the, you know, kind of the back of the roster last decisions? I think we saw it was Abreu and Cordero. It looks like we're announced as the bullpen as making the roster. But any last sort of questions you have or decisions you're looking at this roster? You mentioned Calhoun. Like, what are you looking at right now?
Yeah, I'm wondering what the outfield looks like, right? Because Cabrera is going to make the team. Volpe's going to make the team. IKF's on the team. With IKF and Cabrera around, you got two guys who play everywhere. And with DJ, you got a guy who plays who plays third, second, and first. So who is your fourth outfielder? Is it Cabrera? Who's your backup center fielder? Is it Aaron Judge? Is it Aaron Hicks? There's a lot to be figured out when it comes to the outfield, especially with Harrison Bader out. I would like to see the Yankees take a chance on Willie Calhoun, real hitter, a prospect pedigree, weird injuries the last few years, but has really shown some pop, some strike zone discipline this spring.
Yep.
Probably has a higher upside than Rafael Ortega. Someone who you know does give you defense in left field and center field. And what's the fate of Esteban Florial?
Right.
You know, there are a lot of teams out there who still really like Esteban Florial, like his mix of power, athleticism, speed, arm strength. And for a team like, I don't know, the Royals, the Tigers,
right?
If the Yankees were to DFA him, one of them would snatch him up in a second, stick him out in center field, stick him out in right field, and just let him play 100 games and see if it finally clicks for him. Because there are teams out there who really like this guy, and the Yankees don't want to just lose him for nothing. By the way, folks, he is out of minor league options. If the Yankees don't put him on the 26-man roster, they essentially got to DFA him or trade him, and it'll be someone else's project.
Yeah. All right. Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic. Great stuff there. And happy Anthony Volpe Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sorry, Yankee fan, for telling you to shut up. And also, I'm sorry if I was coughing all on your radio wave. It was nice knowing you all.
It's always a pleasure, BK. We'll catch up with you down the road soon. And have a good season.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon, Lori.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.